Our Heavenly Father, we thank you very much just being here to worship you and also to celebrate Father Days. Father, for the rest of the time we listen to your message from the Scripture and only from the Scripture. So I pray the Holy Spirit will be with me to share the message. I also pray the Holy Spirit be with each one of us in this room so we can hear your voice and apply for your life. For their life. Everything we do for your glory, Father, and we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. Okay, we only have one Father in this room. Happy Father Day. Yeah, any other Father I didn't see. He kept dark from up, looked out this way. But anyway, but I know each one of you have Father, so make sure, shake their hand and say Happy Father Day for them today. And of course, if they're not here, when you get home, or if he's far away, just pick up the phone and call, okay? Him. Or at least, just pray for our Lord Jesus Christ, what a wonderful name it is. And just pray with Christ, because he's also your spiritual father. A noble father. Yes, all of you know I'm a father. So, of course, I have certain burden when I had to deal with the children issue. And a lot of hardship going on. But if you're not the father yet, you know, maybe through the sermon, maybe something you can help your father. But if you already have a father, something you can learn when you deal with the issue, how you be a noble father. Three things I will share with ye, a noble father, found Jesus. Based on John chapter 4, verse 46 to 53, three things we learn from this father. He found Jesus. He recognized his own power wasn't enough. He had certain things, the man, very proud guy, he think he can do everything, but reality, certain limitation, he cannot do it when it go beyond his authority and power. But lastly, when you learn through this father, he believed what Jesus said. And that's the three principles we need to learn today to apply for your own life, especially the guys. But if you're the children, you're not married yet, something you can help your father to get the principle into his life. Okay? First of all, John 45. Before I go through the Bible, you need to understand a little bit about the background. Jesus Christ, he has been in Galilee, and then he returned to Cana. And the first miracle happened in Cana. Anybody remember the first miracle happened in Cana from Jesus Christ? What happened? First miracle. Okay. Okay. It's there, up there too, okay? Now, after 2 days, he departed from there, went to Galilee. And Jesus himself testified that the prophet has no honor in his own country. So he came to Galilee. The Galileans received him, having seen all things he did in the Jerusalem at the feast. That's the first miracle. So he had gone to feast. So Jesus came again to Cana of Galilee, where he made the water wine. That's his first miracle in Cana. He went to the wedding. And wedding in Israel at that time, like the whole week, celebration. And on the last day, the family ran out of wine. So his mother called him out and said, do something. So he very much like make the water become wine. And the best wine. So that's the first one. And people surprised about that. And there was a certain nobleman whose son was sick at Capernaum. When he heard that Jesus had come out of Judea into Galilee, he went to him and implored him to come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. Okay? So, Jesus, he in Jerusalem, Galilee, and then he returned, and he go to Cana, where the first miracle happened. Possibility, This is my interpretation. Possibility, his first miracle, a lot of people know about it. So they spread the word. So when he go back to Cana, the first place, and probably the word is spread out to Capernaum. The town is very, very close to Cana. So the nobleman heard about Jesus come. And here he had the situation. His son was very, very ill at the point of death. So his return there caught the attention of the nobleman. So he searched for Jesus because his son's sickness. So you could find out a lot of time when the people searching for Jesus because they had situation. They had to deal with sin hardship. So it's very, very much good news to him because Jesus have returned. So from the story, the Bible, the record from the Bible, he left Capernaum and he headed to Cana to find Jesus. Okay? So the same thing, possibility behind the scene, when you as the children, you have some situation, maybe illness, maybe hardship or whatever, maybe behind the scene. What exactly, because today is Father Day, so I'm stressed on, what exactly the father do at that time when the children in need? Based on the story, the nobleman, when his children in need, he heard about Jesus Christ, and he searched for Jesus Christ. If your father, he not believe in Jesus Christ yet, maybe he go through different process. We don't know. But deep down in him, when the children in need, he searched for the solution based on his ability at that time. So, but as a Christian, when the father, when the children in need, he would find Jesus and tell him the need of the children. Okay? He also expect the Lord would respond to his request. So how do we tell Jesus Christ the need of the children? If you go back to the Bible, we go through the prayer. So we have one father in this room. When in situation, the first thing we need to do, find Jesus and tell him the situation. Okay? We come to him through prayer and go through the whole process. And you would find out when the father come to Christ to pray, he always answers the prayer based on the need of the children. And sometimes the man, he forgot that. But as a children, if your father is not believing in Christ yet, sometimes you need to remind him, come to Jesus. He's wonderful, just like the song we just pray and sing. He will answer the prayer. And sometimes, maybe because the hardship of life, he forgot. If he's a Christian, you as a children, when you in case, Father, today Father Day, Father, you're the man of the house. Can you help me by come to Christ and pray over my situation? And not the right thing to do. Because the Bible said, when the Father, okay, because the Father, he represents Christ in the family. He's the head of the family. When the Father cry out and pray for the children, the Lord Jesus Christ will answer the prayer. And that's the first biblical principle you need to remember. Help your father because sometimes he forgot. Okay? But secondly, you could find out the noble father, the second biblical principle we learn from the noble father. He understand his own powers was not enough. The power are inadequate. But you could find out there's a time when the earthly title couldn't do anything. Okay? And if you go back to the Bible, this noble father, he had the title. Okay? He worked for the Roman military. He had the position. So he had the people who worked for him. He probably very, very wealthy. Okay? And he very, very political and financial well-being. But at that moment in time, he recognized could not save his son's life. So, what did he do? He invited Jesus to his house. This invitation seemed to be only his hope, because when in certain situations he recognized he had a power, he had a title in the Roman military government, couldn't help. He had all the money in the world, couldn't help. So the only thing he can do, the only hope he had, invite Jesus to his house. You and I, we need to imagine this, because the Bible says very simple, Lord, come to our house. When he went to him, implored him to come down and heal his son. Okay? If you read that, it just says, Lord Jesus Christ, come to our house, heal our son. I don't believe he could say that. But he probably, okay, as a father in emergency situation, in the serious need of the children, the chaos, he probably bleeding. Okay, Lord, you know, I couldn't do anything then. Please help. So he probably bleeding, begging, invite Jesus Christ to his son, to his house. But we also understand that he did not know about Jesus Christ. He didn't know much. Because he didn't know that the distance between Cana and Capernaum mean nothing to Christ. Because he's the Lord, you know, his sovereign power. The distance is no issue to him. And he didn't realize the Lord's word was sufficient by saying something and something would happen. The Lord Jesus Christ doesn't have to, okay, accept your invitation, I come to your house and I heal your son. Okay? He doesn't need to do that because he has the power, authority over the distance, and his word can heal things sufficient to fix or to heal this nobleman's son. So that's reason why when you understand this, you would recognize the word of God, the scripture is so powerful. By reading, understanding it, and using whatever the template or the model of prayers in the Bible. And through Jesus Christ, what he teach, we believe and we pray based on his teaching, and the thing would happen, the good thing would happen. So this is the learning day for the noble father. But lastly, you would find out the noble father believed what Jesus said. Okay? So first of all, you could find out he found Jesus. Secondly, he knew his own power is not enough. And thirdly, he believed what Jesus said. The Bible described to us. Jesus said to him, go your way, your son lives. So the man believed the word that Jesus spoke to him, and he went his way. And as he was now going down, his servants met him and told him, saying, your son lives. In John chapter 4, verse 50. Okay? Here, the man, the nobleman, begging Jesus Christ come to his house to heal his son. And Jesus Christ, he probably know everything. He doesn't need to see the son, the nobleman's son, to understand how sickness or how sick his son is. And he said very simple, go away, your son lives. Put yourself in that position. Lord, come to our house, save my son. And he said, go away, your son lives. If you and I in that situation, what exactly do we feel? Go away, your son lives. Did he say, go away, your son lives? I say, go away, your son lives. How did he would communicate this message? He probably didn't do this, right? But he probably had to speak with authority to make the man believe. Because if he said, go away, your son lives. He'd say, here I'm begging you, and here you say, go away, your son lives. And probably the belief system, the doubt still in him, the possibility, and you know, the language didn't express, you know, how authority. But I believe he had to say to the Father with authority, "Go away, your son lives." With certain authorities to make the Father truly believe in Jesus Christ's word. Okay? And what happened? These words, "Go away, your son lives," from Christ was enough for him. He believed the word from Christ, so that's the reason why he turned around and go home. How many times you deal with the situation and people may say exactly like this, and you say, "I don't believe." "Yeah, we take care," and you look at the guy, "Take care of what?" See what I'm saying? The doubt would be in us. So I had to go through authority, and probably the tonal of his voice somehow make the man believe in the words from Christ. So he had it home. But the wonderful thing, I don't know about you, okay? I imagine the man every step of the way. I imagine he walked home, okay? Because Capernaum to Cana is not that far. Or maybe he ride a donkey or a horse, I don't know. But every step he moved toward Capernaum was a step of faith. How many of you drive the car, travel from point A to point B, and example, you get lost somewhere, okay, and you stop by the gas station, and they said, "Okay, it's about 50 miles, go that way," and then you drive the car about 5 or 10 miles, and then suddenly in your mind, "I don't know, is it the right way or not?" How many of you have that feeling when you travel, okay, and you may see the map, and then you suddenly, you lost a marker somewhere, and you walk on the road, it's supposed to be right way, right road, and then you walk for a while, and in your mind, not quite sure this is the right way. I remember way back there is a tree right there, but the tree missing, the marker is missing. Am I still on the right path? Okay, by human nature, when we travel, even though we had a purpose, we know the way home, but suddenly along the way, you lost the marker, okay? The familiar road, but suddenly you lost the marker, and suddenly you say, "Wait a minute, if I'm traveling about 1 hour, I'm supposed to have the marker right here, but the marker is missing," and suddenly the doubt would come to your mind. Am I in the right path? Should I turn right? When we just pass away, we turn right or turn left? Which way? So it's happened all the time. So that's the reason why you need to understand the emotional, the thought of this father. Every step toward Capernaum is a step of faith. And sometimes when you pray to our Lord Jesus Christ, okay, your expectation, boom, 15 minutes, you need to answer my prayer. But here, 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, and suddenly the doubt coming in. Did he answer? Did he say, "Go away, your son healed"? Is it really happened? Okay, the mind is kept strengthening. It should insert thought in your mind. And if you're not careful, you may lose your faith based on that path. But again, each step toward Capernaum was a step of faith, and the Father's faith will reward. And if you continue to read, it says, "As he now going down, his servants met him and told him, 'Your son lives.' Then he inquired them the hour when he got better. And they said to him, 'Yesterday at 7 hour, the fever left him.' So the father knew that it was at the same hour in which Jesus said to him, 'Your son lives.' And he himself believed. His own household. This again is the second sign Jesus did when he had come out of Judea in Galilee." Okay, what happened here? You would find out his son was healed. It's just not 24 hours after Jesus Christ said and he healed. No. At the moment in time, the moment Jesus announced it, his son was healed. So that reason why, by faith, when you pray to our Lord Jesus Christ, when you deal with hardship, when you deal with just about any issue, and when Christ, through his word, say he will answer, he will respond on that situation, he answers your request for whatever it is. Some of you now, you're still young, not deal with the real life issue yet, or maybe just minor life issue. But when you walk through life for 30 years, 40 years, a lot of bump on the road, a lot of situations that happen unexpectedly, remember the noble man. He found Jesus, he knew his limitation in his authority and power, and he had to believe Jesus always help. When you come to him and pray, just like the song, okay, Jesus' name, a wonderful name. Okay, and the servant and family members also confirmed the miracle. It happened at the moment in time, at the 7th hour the fever left him. It's mean at the time when Jesus said, your son live. His son was healed. The trip get to Jesus was worth the effort. But again, if you didn't come to him, you would not experience this. It's just like the father. If he not believe, he not know about Christ and try to find Jesus Christ, he would not recognize, he would not experience the crisis. So that reason why through my life, or our life, I always believe in prayer. And some of you, if you have the diary or the journal thing, write down journal. You know, some situation you pray, and you would find out eventually when you go down, you do the checklist, he always answer the prayer. Some it may take time, but he, most of the time the answer get pray, the prayer get answered very, very quick. Okay, some situation probably wait until I'm 80, it would answer because it's not the right time yet. Or 70, something like that. So his whole family believed, ensuring them eternal life. That's a second miracle. So that reason why coming to Jesus is the noblest thing a father can do. But your father is not here. Help him. Only one father here, he understands the principle. Your father not here, still come to Christ and pray. To Jesus and pray for situation. Okay? You don't have the father here, help him. So he can go back to biblical principle, because the father, when the father pray for the children, it's a very, very powerful thing. Very, very powerful. So what exactly I try to communicate to you? Noble Father found Jesus. We have to find him in situation. Okay? You can apply this principle too when you're not married yet. You still come and find Jesus when you deal with a situation. The father knew his own power wasn't enough. So like you, a lot of things you can do, but a lot of things you would find out you cannot do. You need a higher power to help you. The noble father believed what Jesus said. Just like you, if you're not a father yet, you're still single. Always believe in what he said through the scripture, guiding your life. And you would find out it's worthy of his word. Okay? I don't stand up. I had to pick this one for the father. But anyway, so you can help your father here. And you, father, but you're not father. Okay? So you can skip that section. But the thing you need to remember, the father's job is to bring the children up in the training, admonition of the Lord. If your father not do that, help him. Okay? Do we need to read this? Yeah, why not? Read it so you can help your father, okay? So if suddenly you do something and say, hey, father, okay, do not provoke, because the Bible says, and you, father, do not provoke your children to, but bring them up to training, admonition of the Lord. Okay? Help your father. Just help him, okay? because his job. But if he do right training, admonition to the Lord, just say, Father, thank you for helping me for that. Okay? Let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you very much just being here to reveal your word. Because your word today is provides three principles of life. To find you, to know our own, to know our own power was not enough, and believe in what you said. So I pray the word will be with all the people in this room so can use and apply to remember and to apply for their life. May God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit will be with all the people in this room to remember Christ's word. Always try to find you, understand our own authority, and believe in the scripture from now and forever. Amen.